CJWW is so proud to support the SMHA 50th anniversary celebrations going on this weekend. Kelly Bowes from Saskatoon Minor Hockey Association is with us this afternoon. Sounds like you're going to be busy this weekend, Kelly.
Yeah, we'll have about 1,000 people coming through two events this weekend at Prairieland Park, so we're pretty excited about it.
Let's start off with Saturday night. What's happening?
Well, Saturday is our big gala. It's a chance to really kick back and celebrate 50 years of hockey in Saskatoon, and we're pretty fortunate. We've had some really good people come through, and we're going to get to celebrate some of them.
Talk about who we're honoring on Saturday night.
Well, we'll start off with our player award, which was a very difficult decision to make when you've had so many come through in the 50 years, but we settled on a real good one in Brian Skrudland. Brian won a couple Stanley Cups in his tenure in the NHL and played a long career and went on to coach a little bit. And he's just been a great ambassador for hockey in Saskatoon.
You said it's tough to settle on just one because there's so many that have gone through. How many players do you know over the years that Saskatoon Minor Hockey has sent to the big leagues or moved on from SMHA?
Well, I mean, I have no idea what that actual number is, but I just know every year we tend to have around 25 playing in the Western Hockey League, and some of those will move on to college career, some will move on to minor pro, some will go to Europe, some will make the NHL. I mean, we currently have 9 players in the NHL from Saskatoon Minor Hockey, and Sophie Shirley and Emily Clark in the PWHL as well. So it's exciting to see every year. There seems to be more and more Saskatoon players making it to the big shows.
It's so cool to see that the ladies get a chance to move on and pursue hockey further down the road than they had in the past.
100%, yeah. I mean, right now it's so exciting for them. It's something to aspire to. They can literally watch it on TV almost every night. It's the best thing going right now in hockey.
Along with Brian Skrudland, who else are we honoring?
Well, we're very fortunate again to have a top-notch referee that went on from minor hockey in Saskatoon to ref in the big leagues, and that's Brad Meyer. Brad did well over 1,400 NHL games and had a long career in the NHL. We just retired in 2022, so we'll be honoring him. And then we move on to our team award, which is the 2004-2005 Saskatoon Contacts, who pulled off a great doubleheader that year. They won the Max Big Max tournament at Christmas time, and then they won the TELUS Cup in the spring. That team produced a couple really good ones in Eric Greiba, retired from the NHL, and Luke Shen, who's still going hard, and he's playing for Nashville, and he'll be in the playoffs this year. And then we get probably to the most important part, that players and refs wouldn't matter if we didn't have the builders, the volunteers, and so we've got some good ones there. We have Joe Blosky, spent a lot of time helping minor hockey and all kinds of community activities in Saskatoon. Mike Gawley, who's probably our longest-serving volunteer ever, you know, 40 out of the last 50 years he's been involved in some fashion. And then two guys that people might not know that basically maybe helped us with our development, and that's Miles Height and Al Olson, who were basically the spearheads behind Harold the Trace and Rodham Arena. Again, if we didn't have that private ice, I don't know where we'd be.
Saturday night's gala at Prairieland Park. Are there any tickets left for that?
No, we don't have any tickets left.
Nice problem to have.
So we'll have about 500 people there enjoying themselves.
Oh, that will be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And move on to Sunday.
Yeah. Sundays are our Parade of Champions and Leadership Brunch. We're pretty excited about that one. We're going to have all our championship teams, the ones that won cities, the ones that won provincial reps, and they're going to be paraded in literally into the have a little brunch. And then we'll have a leadership component. We have fortunate to have a couple aspiring really good alumni in Berkeley Catton, who's currently with Spokane Chiefs in the WHL, who will likely be a first-round draft pick in the NHL, and Avery Barros, who's just finished a three-year career with the Saskatoon Stars in U18 AAA, and she's on a scholarship heading to Quinnipiac and Connecticut next year. So, again, she might be one of those ones that just keeps going through, and maybe we'll see her in the PWHL in the future.
That's so cool. And how do we go about being a part of Sunday's event?
Sunday, same thing. Unfortunately, we don't have any tickets available anymore. But people can get involved in a couple ways. We have a Memorial Cup Legacy Fund we're trying to support through this whole process. And we have an excellent online silent auction running right now that has some super items, including some autographed jerseys from some of the NHL players we just talked about, Chandler Stevenson, Braden Shen, Luke Shen, Darcy Kemper. We also have some really other cool prizes. There's a chance to bid on registration fee for next year for your child as well. And we also have a 50-50 going again in support of Memorial Cup Legacy Fund. So lots of good stuff you can do even if you're not at the events.
Yeah, for sure. We can support the SMHA by grabbing a 50-50 ticket. Let's get it done. How do we grab one of those to be in on some cash?
Yeah, well, the best way is just to go right to our website. We have a 50th anniversary kind of story box there they can click on that'll find all these things. So it's smha.sk.ca. Just click on the 50th anniversary box and you'll find everything you need.
Kelly Bowes, thanks for this. Enjoy the weekend this weekend.
Appreciate it. Thank you.